In Northern Ireland, huge metal blockades framed with razor-sharp wire greeted Protestants marching in the city of Portadown today. For the fourth year in a row, the parade's commission banned the traditional Orange Order march from going down the Garbahee Road, a primarily Catholic enclave. Most Protestants were not happy with the decision.
I say there's a lot of disappointment, or very angry.
Catholics, too, are uncomfortable, feeling hemmed in by the marchers, the police, and British Army troops brought in to maintain order.
They're feeling very tense at the minute. There's nobody sleeping at the minute. Very nervous.
The annual march, one of many celebrating 17th century Protestant battlefield victories over Catholics, has always been tense and has often led to major violence. Now, with last week's resignation of First Minister David Trimble and paramilitary attacks against Catholics in Belfast, the situation is more uncertain than ever. Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe has reported from Northern Ireland over the past 8 years, half that time as the Globe's London bureau chief. He's appeared on our show many times during those years, and he's now getting ready to return to live in Boston. Before leaving Ireland, Cullen spoke with us this past Friday from the Garbahee Road one last time. He said he sees no resolution to the age-old conflict anytime soon.
There are about 3,000 parades a year held by loyalist or orange institutions, and they more or less get down most of their routes. It's just this route is so contentious through just a completely Catholic neighborhood, and the two sides are just so polarized that I don't see it being resolved in the short term. But, you know, if in fact there is movement on the political front, then I think all bets are off and things could change.
Talk about that. What kind of movement do you sense on the political front?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, it was pretty dismal last week when Trimble resigned. There was a feeling that the political process was being stagnated, at least for the next 6 weeks, and probably right through the summer, because very little gets done in Northern Ireland during the summer except marching. But, you know, there's talk now that there's going to be a summit between the Irish Taoiseach, the Premier of Ireland, Bertie Ahern, and the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair. They're going to meet in London next week and then move out to the Midlands and have something. It's basically a summit to get this done. I get the sense from a lot of people here that they believe there might be a deal in the works, and that deal would involve a much firmer commitment from the IRA to turn in product, to actually either pave over or destroy some of their weapons as a confidence-building gesture. And frankly, if that happens, then everything just follows on. There'll be a knock-on effect and a trickle-down of progress throughout the political process. So a lot of people seem to think that might happen. I don't know if it will. I think it eventually will happen because Sinn Féin looks to do very well in the Irish general election next year. And if, in fact, the IRA makes a gesture between now and then, they will really maximize their vote in the Republic of Ireland, and they could become coalition government partners very easily.
Do you think Sinn Féin can put pressure on the IRA to do what's necessary?
I don't know if Sinn Féin would put pressure. I think the IRA would clearly know what Sinn Féin wants them to do. Sinn Féin would love to see a gesture because of those political ramifications I just talked about. But Sinn Féin can only go so far. At the end of the day, the IRA really still runs the Republican movement because, frankly, they still have the guns and the juice. But things are changing, and Sinn Féin's electoral success in the Westminster elections last month, in which they doubled their seats from 2 to 4, and for the first time could claim that they represent the majority of Catholic nationalists in Northern Ireland, taking that mantle from the Social Democratic and Labour Party. That is success that even Sinn Féin diehards did not expect so soon. So the political momentum is with them. So, you know, Sinn Féin will be hoping that the IRA makes a gesture, but I think the timing is everything.
What about the loyalist side? Ian Paisley's party also made gains in the last election at the expense of David Trimble's party. How does that change the equation?
Well, I think that reflects the unease within the broader Protestant community here. And in the extreme elements in loyalist circles, there is a sense that they are losing. And that's why we're seeing an upsurge of violence, which actually happens every time at this year. The Catholics just tend to be targeted randomly at this time of year. There's just an awful lot of polarization and a lot of naked sectarian hatred. But in a longer view, this probably won't stop. It could only get worse. If the IRA makes a gesture on weapons, You might even see worse violence from the loyalist extremists, because they basically know the gig is up, and politically they are being marginalized every day.
But with more violence, how will that be received? That certainly doesn't bode well for peace.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, we also have to put it in the context, Leanne, of what's happening here today and what was happening 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, in the 1970s, you know, between 200 and 500 people a year were being killed in Northern Ireland. Now you're talking about, you know, sometimes 10, 12 a year in related to sectarian conflict. That's just incredibly different. And like I said, I've said it, I think I wrote it in 1994, the war is over. Everything else is about the modalities and about how people basically wage peace with honor. And people that have been fighting for years want to get out with their honor intact. But, you know, as far as the IRA is concerned, the war is over. They are in the political phase of the struggle. And it's just the next step is, what do you do with the weapons? And that's confounded the process for the last couple of years. But, you know, I don't think we're on the verge of going back to anything that approached what was going on in Northern Ireland just 10 or 12 years ago.
You know, I looked back at an interview that we did 2 years ago, and it's odd. I mean, I feel like I'm asking you the same questions that I did back in 1999.
No, I feel like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Every time I try to get out, they keep pulling me back. I'm always on the Gavarhi Road. But it is different, and things are different. And that's the thing that we always have to remember in the context of Northern Ireland. It's the same issues. Reconciliation is still a long way off here. But, you know, just look in the Middle East and how quickly it went back and how quickly we had hundreds of people of being killed in a short period of time. It's not going to happen like that here.
Kevin Cullen, London Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. He's about to return to the States and take on a new assignment. He joined us from the Gavarhi Road. Good luck, Kevin. Thanks a lot. I hope we talk again when you're back in Boston.
Thanks, Leanne. I hope to see you in Boston.